Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours,
get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance,
we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up, and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391.
You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win.
C.V. Fogg has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. cv-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at maximumsecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits
daphealth.org.
Revivalsstores.com, 318-6491.
A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, squaredconstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270.
And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, 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 Joey.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show. From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. That means welcome to Friday, April 8th. Now, we have a question about where you are listening. If you're up early with me at 5 o'clock in the morning, or maybe you're just getting home, you're listening to me on the legendary KWXY, That's 1340 AM and 92.3 FM, home of fabulous music in the Valley for over 50 years. And at the end of that hour of mine, we play my music from my recordings. And then we present Dan McGrath in the morning, and he plays everybody else's music. When he's through with you at 9 o'clock, then you can switch over to the other iVox station. That would be 920 AM, where I started 26 years ago, or 99.1 FM, KGX Radio, and listen to, you guessed it, the Joey English Show. So I'm not particular about where you listen, but I do hope you will listen, right? Okay, if you've got your daytimers near you.
This is Friday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals, Friday, April 8th, the Temecula Theater presents Some Enchanted Evening, the songs of Rodgers and Hammerstein, live in concert, the 8th today through the 17th. They're at 42051 Main Street. The website is temeculatheater.org. DAP Health and Queer Works want you to know they have a research and design guaranteed income pilot program going on now in Palm Springs. Details at daphealth.org. The Creative Arts Temple with Rabbi Jerry Cutler, who married my cousin, presents a streaming brief Shabbat service on select Fridays with the Cutlers on Facebook, YouTube, and their live feed. Go to creativeartstemple.org. Okay, here comes the legendary part. The legendary Wink Martindale presents a legendary interview with the legendary Johnny Mathis. Stay with me now. On the legendary KWXY, today from 1 to 3. And his website is winkmartindale.org. I've been telling you .com for a while. I think that's wrong. Nigel checked it for me. And here's some fabulous information. The legendary Wink Martindale. He wrote a book on the history of rock and roll, and it's become a finalist in the New York Festival Radio Awards. That's huge, and soon to be legendary. Thus endeth the reading of the Joey English Daily Datebook, and the world breathes a collective sigh of relief. Look who's in the house. Somebody who taught me how to read. Richard DeSantis, producer extraordinaire. Hello, dear.
Hello.
Come a little closer to your mic. Look who's giving directions to whom.
Yeah, really.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny. How many years have I worked for you?
At least 25.
At least, yes.
Yeah.
And you're doing something really wonderful. And it's a departure from the film festival and the Steve Chasen. How many events could you just guess you've done in the Coachella Valley?
About 350, and I know that because Susan and I put a log together of all of the shows. And of all of the shows, only about six of them were private. All the others were done for charities.
Oh, my stars. 350.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful? Okay.
I didn't know what else to do.
Yeah, right. You just set me down, put a mic in front of me, and I just read what you put in front of me. Okay, this is something completely new. We're all listening. All I have is a T-shirt that says Silver Moon Graphics. Tell us everything. And it's got a car on it.
That one does, yes.
Okay.
There will be other designs, too. Silver Moon Graphics is something that Lisa Lebowski, a friend of mine, and I came up with. And it involves all of the charity shows that I've done and all of the boards that I've been on, because I've been on a number of different boards here. And the hardest thing for a board is to make money. And it usually costs money to make money. And the concept that we came up with was doing printed wearables.
Printed? I want to learn the words. Printed wearables.
Wearables. Fancy name for T-shirts or whatever else we design. But printed wearables is good. It sells, you know, better.
Yes.
And so we're trying to set it up. We have a website that'll be going live in about 30 days, and there'll be a store on there and a charity, and we'll get out information to all of the charities on this. Any charity that sends clients there will wind up getting a portion of the sale, each one. So it won't cost them anything, and it won't take any of their staff time. And that's a really hard thing for the charities here.
Let me make sure I understand. Act for a Mess, one of our favorites.
Yep.
Okay, Act for a Mess. Someone wants to support Act for a Mess. They go to your Silver Moon website,
yep,
and they buy a T-shirt. They, and it supports Act for a Mess, but Act for a Mess doesn't have to do the work.
Right. They get a portion of the money.
Wow.
We ship you your shirt. And so the more, you know, obviously the more traffic that a charity or any organization sends, the more money that they can make.
I'm starting to get it.
And these aren't just regular T-shirts.
These are good quality, aren't they, Nigel?
Yeah, this
it's
is
heavy cotton.
What we're looking for, what we were looking for, is organic cotton. I want to rule out anything that's made with family or child labor from other countries.
Animal.
So we're trying,
testing anything.
We're trying to, you know, source as much as we can here. We're also looking at some biodegradable fabrics.
What does that mean when it's a T-shirt?
Well, you can
when it
print
goes
on,
in the landfill,
you can print on it as a shirt. Yeah, there's a new poly cotton poly shirt that I've looked at that's made from junk out of the ocean, plastic.
Yes, and I love that Save the Ocean thing.
And so it's made out of all of that crap that floats in from
plastics,
the ocean.
Yes.
And the shirt can be printed on, be worn as a shirt, and when you're done with it, if you're tired of it, you can just bury it in the ground and recycle it, and it'll recycle itself.
Perfect.
So,
gosh, this is a good idea.
Yeah, I have been lucky enough in my life to get involved in a lot of very interesting things. Sometimes I like to think of it as from the White House to the outhouse, but we'll, you know.
That's very true. And don't leave out Prince Charles and Lady Diana. From the White House to the Buckingham Palace to the outhouse.
Yeah, no, I've been very lucky in life. For a kid who grew up on a farm milking cows, that cow milking stuff took me a long way to a lot of different
places.
It
was an utter disaster. Oh, sorry.
You milked that one for all it was
worth. I've been saving that for a long time. Okay, printed wearables. The website's coming.
Yep.
We have over 900 charities in the Coachella Valley. They'll all be eligible.
Anybody who's a legitimate 501c3.
Yes. They'll send you their graphics and their artwork, or how will that work?
Well, we'll do the designs unless they want to do.
Gotcha.
You know, if they want to pay for a specific design, we can do that too. But we'll be turning out a number of different designs over the course of doing this. And these are, you know, these things are like just sort of the first prototype designs, but they're kind of fun.
Do you do red ones?
We could.
Could you do red ones?
Absolutely. The vibe that I'm trying to keep is sort of the feeling for where I live, Silver Spur Ranch, which was, before it was a housing area, that was where Patton did his training with the Tank Corps for the invasion of North Africa.
Wait a minute. You better define that a little bit. He didn't have the tanks in the Silver Spur Ranch.
Yes, but there was no Silver Spur Ranch there. There
right.
was just desert.
Thank
at the
you. Rosine lives there. She wouldn't appreciate that.
Yeah, later on, a lot of celebrities have lived in there from time to time. And my favorite picture actually is in Palm Desert City Hall that shows John Kennedy coming out underneath the Silver Spur sign in the open car when he had Marilyn Monroe stashed up in Bing Crosby's house in the Cove. So has a lot of interesting
history. There's a story
history.
There, yes. Yes.
There were a lot of different celebrities there, so Silver Spur is fun. And the vibe that I'm trying to get is that kind of that era.
I like that. Okay, so it's called Silver Moon.
Silver Moon Graphics.
Now tell me about the car that's on this one.
I was walking down the street in Encinitas, and that was an actual car. It was parked there. And
look at that, Nigel.
I took a picture of
something.
It, and if you look at it closely, you'll see the shadow from the palm trees on the windshield.
Yes!
So I sent it to the printer that I was using, and he did a mock-up, and that's what came out.
What is it? What kind of a car?
I think it's about a 1948 Chevrolet, but I can't swear to that. could be a Ford, too.
Was it? It wasn't. Oh, it was painted like that.
Yeah.
You took the picture, because that's not a 1940 paint job.
No, that's customized.
That is. Oh, and we love cars here in the desert.
Yeah, so we're looking for a lot of, there's a lot of designs that I can bring and show you that we're looking at that are kind of, have that kind of vibe, because a lot of the houses in Silver Spur are historic.
Yes.
Residences and dwellings.
I just love it in there, with their speed limit.
And everything else, and their speed.
It's, yes. Okay.
Makes for a lively
printed
Friday night.
Wearables, just t-shirts?
No, we'll
purses, we're, backpacks.
We're probably going to go into a lot of different things, but we'll start with shirts and start with maybe skirts, and then work into some other types of things.
Okay.
But this seems like simple enough, and the price point on this is going to be a little different because, as I said, we're trying to use all organic materials. We're trying to make sure that we source where there's no child labor involved.
Or animal testing. On colors and dyes and all that.
Yeah, we're trying to avoid all of that nonsense so you get a good, healthy, clean shirt.
So have you got any idea, me the customer, how much would this extra large, beautiful shirt? We'll take a picture, and when we take Richard's picture, we'll have him show you the shirt he's wearing. But what will this cost?
Probably $25 to $27.
Well, that's not bad. Yeah. Are you sure that's all?
Well, we'll see. With inflation right now, it's a little crazy. A year ago, I would have said $20 to $25, but now I've $25 to $27, possibly
and then
as
what,
much as 30.
And then the charity makes about $5.
We're working on what that'll be because I have to. It cost a little more for those shirts, and it cost a little more for the printing.
But this is great quality, and you can just wash it, right? And the
logo's
not going to come off.
No, I hope not. Well, No. It won't come off. I wash mine three or four times a day.
Oh.
Sometimes 3 or 4 times an hour. It's not that I'm neurotic or anything.
No, yeah. Howard Hughes. How are you, Howard? Okay, so we can't go to the website yet. Will it be silvermoon.com or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'll give you that information as soon as we're up and running.
You'll come back.
We've got the store there. We're already set up through Shopify.
It's going to be virtual, not a physical store.
Not a physical store.
Not yet.
You order online and it'll be shipped to you. And the charity gets, as I said, probably somewhere to $3 to $5 per shirt. And which is
Because you can change it every year. For instance, we just had our Act for a Mess Beach Party 3. You could do Beach Party 3 shirts. Next year we'll do Beach Party 4 shirts. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or you could sell them at the event. I mean, this is limitless.
Probably, yeah. The main thing is, as I said,
How much energy do you have?
Quite a bit, unfortunately. Yeah. I've been on a lot of boards, and I've been president of a number of boards, and the hardest thing always is fundraising. You know that.
But you don't have to go to an event.
You don't have to go to an event.
Yes.
This is hands-off. You send people there. We'll send a check out. Once a month, we'll total up how many people came from which charity, and we'll probably do it by name. And just send a check.
You can computerize all that. That'll be easy.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this idea. And it's creative, too, which means the charity can get involved to the extent that they want to. You have artists and people on board if they don't have that talent in-house.
Yes.
Oh, this will be great.
Yeah, we have lots of good graphic
people. And when do you
people.
Think you'll have it open again?
I think probably in about a month is what I'm shooting for, but soon.
Gosh, yes.
I love what I do because I'm able, every show that I do returns money to a charity.
Yes, and, 350 of them.
350 of them, that's true. And I like that. I like being able to give back to the community.
Me too.
And make a living at the same time.
It's been nice being part of the Richard DeSantis team, Joey Pals.
Yeah, it's fun. We always have fun.
Yep, we do.
Except when you irritate the hell out of me.
Oh, not me. You must have me mixed up with that other redheaded big mouth. Oh, no. So this is your primary event right now.
Yeah.
We just finished Act for MS.
Yeah, that was a fun show.
Did you supply the hula hoops? I've been dying to ask someone.
Yes.
You did. What a great idea. You should have seen all these baby boomers, Joey Pals. Dean Torrance is playing, and it's all the music of the Beach Boys and the Beach Surf City All-Stars. But people in their evening gowns with hula hoops. It was wonderful.
Yeah, it's always fun. They're great. You know, that music was great, that era of music.
It sounds like the Beach Boys. And he gave me a lovely interview.
Yeah, that was nice.
Gracious man.
Well, I grew up, you know, I spent my misspent youth at the beach quite a bit with my surfboard, which I couldn't surf worth a damn, but I found out if you just stick it in the sand, girls talk to you, so to hell with going in the water. You can hurt yourself.
You could. There's sharks in the water. Thank you so much. Always such a joy to see you. Richard DeSantis, we'll keep you updated on Silver Moon. You won't forget that. .com. Thank you for stopping by. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate. And we eat these cards too in front of me here.